ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 16th December 1985। टू फॉर्म ऑफ द क्रिएशन ऑफ ब्रह्मा हैव बीन रिमेम्बर्ड। फर्स्टली ब्रह्मींस इमर्जिंग फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ ब्रह्मा एंड सेकेंडली इट हैज बीन सेड दैट ब्रह्मा क्रिएटेड द वर्ल्ड थ्रू हिज थॉट्स। फॉर हाउ लॉन्ग डिड ब्रह्मा बाबा हैव इलिवेटेड पावरफुल थॉट्स। बाप एंड दादा आर टूगेदर बट द क्रिएशन वुड नॉट बी कॉल्ड द क्रिएशन ऑफ शिवा। It has to be called the creation of Brahma. Yes, here are the children of Shiva, but the term Shiv Kumar and Shiv Kumari are not used. Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari are the terms used. Brahma has invoked you with elevated thoughts and has created this creation. You have come here in corporeal form through the invocation of the powerful thoughts of Brahma. The creation through thought is not a little thing. In fact, thought is so powerful that although the children were hidden far away, behind a variety of curtains, all of you have come into this family. Elevated, powerful thoughts gave you inspiration and brought you close. So the creation of powerful thought is also powerful. This has been the experience of many. It was as if there was special inspiration touching the intellect and bringing you closer. And because of Brahma's powerful thoughts, even as you see the photograph of Brahma, there is a feeling of living quality in it. There is the experience of living relationship moving you forward. And so Bab Dada smiles seeing this creation. As the time goes on further, the fruit of more powerful creation will be visible. So this is the Murli of 16th December 1985. Baba is telling a very beautiful thing here. Two things about Brahma. First, what is said in the scriptures that all the Brahmins have born through the mouth of Brahma. And second, we have been all the world, this srishti, this entire world has been created by thoughts of Brahma. So, if thoughts of Brahma are so powerful that they can create this whole world, how powerful those thoughts must be. Means thoughts have so much energy, so much potential that they can create a new world. That's what is said in all scriptures. So, and Baba is saying that how you came here? Because thoughts of Brahma Baba were so powerful that he invoked you. And because of that you came here, you came closer. Otherwise you would not have come. So now the question is, how can we make our thoughts so powerful? Even Baba is saying, when you see his picture anywhere, you see there is a living quality in it. It is not a dead picture. It's a living quality is there in his picture. His eyes are speaking something. So these are talking eyes, speaking eyes. So what sort of efforts one should make to have those elevated, powerful thoughts? Accumulating power of silence. See, the more we have to make our thoughts powerful. Because one thing is very clear, that everything is arising from thoughts. What is the quality of our thoughts? Whole day, what are we thinking? What sorts of emotions are going through our mind? Emotions, thoughts, attitudes, feelings, memories, imaginations. What is the quality of all of these things? Actually, all of these are influenced by our previous sanskars, or previous actions, or even this birth or previous births. So, the first checking point is just to see them as a detached observer. These are the thoughts. What sorts of thoughts are these? Are they filled with jealousy, with hate, with pride? Are there some connivance or a plot against somebody in those thoughts? What is the quality of these thoughts? What sort of purity is there in these thoughts, in these feelings, in these emotions, in these imaginations? Some people have pure thoughts, but they sometimes go into sensual fantasies. They start imagining one thing after another, another thing after, like this and so on. So, first thing is to check the quality of thought. And as the brother rightly said, accumulating the power of silence. The first step to have powerful thought is silence. Because most of our energy is wasted in wasteful talking whole day. Silence has got two connotations. One is two meanings. One is gross silence, not speaking. And second is even the silence of the mind, which is a little higher step. But it begins all with silence of the mouth. Continuous chattering, continuous talking. Whole day we are busy in talking. I remember a very beautiful statement which was written in Mahatma Gandhi's book, The Story of My Experiment with Truth. He is describing his life whilst he was in London. He had said somewhere that he did not know how to speak. That's why he used to remain tongue-tied most of the time. They would call him, but he would not speak because he did not know. But he said that that silence was a blessing for me in disguise. That silence proved as a blessing because there is an innate tendency in us to modify the truth, to change the truth, to transform the truth. And that's why silence is must for a votary of truth. So, this silence, even keeping the mouth shut, it helps to accumulate the power of silence. So, first step in making the thoughts powerful is silence. Second, good wishes and good feelings for each and every soul of this world. Actually, if we come to the grassroots level, practical, we find that we don't have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. There are few souls around who have not cooperated, who have insulted us, or who have not spoken well with us. We don't have very good feelings for them. Or we see that these souls are always trying to be in limelight. There are souls around us. Or they are trying to create an obstacles or hindrances in our path. We don't have good feelings for them. Or those who plot against us. Or while on the outside they speak very well. But inside they are different. So this change of inside and outside, that should not be there. But still we need to have pure feelings and pure good wishes for all of those souls. So second is good wishes and pure feelings. Third, how to make the thoughts powerful. Everybody knows it, but we are just churning it. Elevated vision. Yeah, elevated vision. We should have an elevated vision. Recently Baba said, sit on the globe and see the whole world. See, yesterday's Murli also, Rajasatta. Rajasatta means authority of ruling. All those who have authority of ruling, what they have to do? They have to give spiritual sustenance, Ruhani Palna, to all the souls of the world. They have to become mother and father. So that those souls will feel these are our ancestors. Those souls will feel they will become worthy. They are weak. They need courage. They need power. And they will get through us. They will get that feeling. So that will come when we have that elevated vision. They should feel these are our forefathers, our ancestors, our progenitors, our Purvaj. They should feel like this. So for that, unlimited vision. The whole world, we are kings. And we need to have these dharanas here, these sanskars here. Instill these sanskars of being a ruler. Here, then only you will be able to become king there. Because here we have to become king. So, Ruhani Palna, spiritual sustenance to the whole world. So create that vision that we are mother and father of this world. Unlimited mother and father of this world. We have to do this duty. So third. Fourth. Practice of self-respect. Practice of self-respect. Because you know, self-respect thoughts are soul-conscious thoughts. That's why they elevate your thoughts from a very... Otherwise our thoughts are at a very low level. They are always trying to run. The law of gravity operates at a lower centers. The law of grace operates at higher centers. The lowest is, as I said, of the chakras, Muladhara chakra. And the highest is Sahasrara. In these two chakras, there are five more chakras. The lowest three, they operate on the down level. The upper three are higher, and there is a one in between at the heart. That's what they say in tantras or in Indian philosophies. So, keep the our natural consciousness on a higher plane. So that higher plane, that higher consciousness is Soman, self-respect. The moment I say that, any Soman for that matter, I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. This elevates you automatically. It puts you up. And naturally your thoughts become powerful. So fourth is Soman. Fifth, awareness of thoughts, or rather we will say watchfulness, mindfulness. See your thoughts as a detached observer. Thoughts are coming and thoughts are going. They are coming and they are going. As if you are standing on the way, this is a road. Passengers are coming and going. You are observing them. Don't get attached to any feeling, any thought. This is one of the methods of meditation which is taught. And this is also, Baba has said, Dekho, see your thoughts. These are not you, but you are different. See them as a detached observer, as a spectator. These are coming, these are going, these are coming. For 1 hour, just sit like that. First start with 15 minutes. And you, if you want, this is not meditation, but if you want, you can close your eyes and start watching your thoughts. Just watch them, how they are coming, without touching them. Their thoughts may be some element, some fragment of vices. Let them come, let them go. Do not touch them. They are coming, they are going. They are coming, they are going. Don't touch anything. Any thought, they may be waste, negative, vice, elevated, whatever. They are coming, they are going. They are coming, they are going. This is a practice. I am not talking this is yoga, but this is a practice of detached observership. So gradually they will come to a stop. They will come to a stop. They will come to a standstill. So fifth is detached observer. Sixth, what are the ways of, we are discussing ways of becoming, making our thoughts powerful. Sixth, how but, that he said about Soman will do that. What is the method? That is one of the results. Yeah? Keep the mind busy in what? In different drills. In Gyan, churning of knowledge. See, most important thing is this mind, this soul is like muscle. If you don't exercise, they will become flabby. They will become dull. So this spiritual drill is must. See, there are three types of drills. One is physical drills. That makes you physically strong. Another is mental drills. Try to solve puzzles. What are those puzzles? What is it? Crosswords. Sudoku. So many puzzles are there. People do all these drills. Or solving mathematical questions. 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus into 20. Like that. Something like this. People do all these things. Yeah, so all this is mental drills. Teasers, brain teasers. And then this is spiritual drill. Spiritual drill means what? You are trying to exercise, going out of the body and coming into body. Spiritual journey, moving around the world, making world tour as an angel or in different ways. So that is the making the spiritual tool, the spiritual drill. Okay, next method. Keep on climb and come down. Yesterday he told to use lift, but why you are using stairs? Yesterday's Murli talking with parties. Don't use lift. There is a lift and gift is my Baba. When you have this gift and lift available, why you are climbing this stairs? That is a different point. So next point is, collect powerful point, cool powerful points from Murli. Keep them as in your stores. Okay? Now, today's Sakar Murli. So many more points would be there. 4 pages. But probably 2 or 3 points are always there. We are very powerful. Just take them out and write it somewhere. And also learn them by heart. How do we learn? Learn them by heart. This is very important exercise. Learn them by heart. First reading, you don't understand anything. Do a second reading. By second reading, you understand something. Third reading, take out the important points. Then gradually you start remembering it. Try to remember it. First sentences, then paragraphs, then complete pattern. And once you make this habit, then subconscious mind takes over. Then conscious mind doesn't have to do anything. First, see, if suppose somebody is learning car riding. So one has to be so careful. Okay? But once, after 15 days, every day you keep on driving. After 1 month or so, it becomes so easy that you don't have to make efforts. Now, subconscious mind has taken over. Now, all that activity is automatic. Somebody is hearing something or talking on mobile and driving. So easy. Because now it has become the part of subconscious mind. So make Murli a part of subconscious mind. For that you will have to do practice. Abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagyena cha guhyate. Chanchala mana Krishna. Arjuna is asking, Krishna, what should I do? My mind is restless. To control mind like is to control the wind. So that's why he said, abhyasena tu kaunteya. Abhyas, practice. keep on practicing. People say that we don't understand Murli. How do you remember Murli? We don't remember a single word. Read it many times. Take out points. Write it down. Revise it many times. Revise it throughout the day many times. Then see how will you not remember. If I ask you where is your Laukik home, you will remember the address. Though you have not visited that from many years, still you remember. Why? Because that is gone in the subconscious mind. In the similar manner, has this Murli gone in subconscious mind? Or it's still floating on the conscious? So that's why you don't remember. So important thing is, take out important point, learn them and revise them and tell others, see Baba said this beautiful point. The more you say, the more those patterns, you know, here, they enter into gray matters and cortex of the brain. More and more. Teaching is the method, 90% best method of teaching is, where you learn is teaching others. Okay, next, last method of making thoughts powerful. Yes, sister. How to make the thoughts powerful? Any one method more? Yeah? That we said in silence. Okay. Anything more? Throughout the batch, okay. Making chart of mind. Okay. So what you will write in that chart? What? It's a difficult task. Because most of the things are not in our control. They just come like that. Anything else? Huh? Food. Okay, that's a little gross. Something else? Huh? Elevated actions. Yeah, baby. Last Sunday's Murli, not this Sunday, last Sunday, Baba said that actions are elevated. If actions are low or down, they will pull your intellect just as the gravity pulls you down. So straight away do elevated actions. So they will generate powerful thoughts. It's the other way around process. Do elevated actions. Start serving others. You will feel a sense of satisfaction and the powerful new thoughts are generated after that. So action, direct actions leading to powerful thoughts. So these are some of the methods. Just we will revise this and end this class. First, silence. Second, good wishes. Third, elevated vision. Fourth, practice of self-respect. Fifth, mindfulness, alertness, detached observership. Sixth, collect powerful points from Murli. And last, elevated actions. So these are the 7 points of creating powerful thoughts. Keep mind busy. By all these things only mind remains busy. So keeping mind busy. So this is today's homework also. To create powerful thoughts. Okay. Om Shanti.